This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3693 for Wednesday, the 28th of September 2022. Today's show is entitled, Fixing the Automatic Cutoff Mechanism to an Electric Mower. It is hosted by Rowan and is about 5 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Rowan describes fixing the safety mechanism to his electric mower.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I will be trying to fix the start and hold bar for my lawnmower. It's the bar that you, safety bar you now hold in to keep the mower running. The button, it was getting very finicky, like sometimes you press the start button and you have to pull the lever back and then the mower will start. And then you keep holding the handles, but it would like not always stay on. You'd hear this little click and it would go out. And so I took the handlebar apart. There are pictures in the show notes to help understand. And basically, there's an orange button on the outside. You push down. This presses down like on the slider mechanism. It lets the handlebar slide forward, which then pushes a plastic prong into a switch. And I think what was happening is that the spring that provides some resistance for the slide mechanism wasn't, I don't know if it was all the way down in, but anyway, it was letting the prong that pushes into the switch sort of slide up and over top of the switch part, and then it would turn off. I'm hoping I tightened the spring up a little bit, and I sort of tested it in a disassembled state, but sort of put back together, and it feels like it's like I'm not hearing that clicking noise I would hear when I would hold the handles and then it would pop off the switch. So I'm hoping that by tightening the spring up a little bit and maybe repositioning it, that'll take care of it. There was also a crack in the plastic casing that holds this all together. And so I took some super glue and I'm super gluing that. So right now I am letting it dry, and then later tonight I'll put it back together and see if it works. Okay, we're back. I reassembled the upper arm part, the starter stuff on the bars. The biggest thing was making sure to get the wiring back in the right place. I put it back together. I now have this assembly attached back to the lawnmower and it's plugged up, and this is the electric lawnmower from my previous episodes, and so far so good. The light that shows that the battery is on and the key is in. So I'm about to try if I can start it up, and hopefully it will keep mowing if I hold the bars in. Not a good sign. I held it in and nothing. Okay, well, something is not right. I don't know if it's not touching. Okay, well, I don't know. I guess it's a little better in that it's completely broken now instead of partially broken, but I guess I'll have to take this apart and try again because it's not making any contact. There's no motor trying to kick over or anything. That is very unhandy. All right, well, I'll be back at some point with an update. Alright, well, I got myself again. So this mower has like the front attachment, so you can actually attach like a weed whacker to the front of it, or an auxiliary tool. And I was looking down, because it's like now nighttime, so I'm sort of doing this by porch light. And I'm like, oh wait, the switch, and it was on auxiliary and not mow, so when I put it on mow, hold the button in, and pull the lever, ah, the sounds of mowing. All right, and it's now staying. I didn't have any problems with it clicking out or stopping. I'm going to call this a success. thank you for listening, and thank you for participating in Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.